Hammer Time.
Well, good morning, Buffalo. Yes, it's Dominic Cortez. And of course, Hammer Time Radio starts right here, right now.
When you want the work done right, call Dominic Cortez. Call Cortez, your man for home improvement.
Leaking roof? Need new windows? Looking to remodel your kitchen or bath? You've come to the right place and the right time. Broadcasting on News Radio 930 WBEN since 1989, this is Hammer Time Radio. Now, your host, your man for home improvements, Dominic Cortez.
Good morning, homeowners, and welcome once again to Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. How are you? What's going on around your house? Well, I wonder if you got any pests yet as the spring season is about to unfold. And our annual visit with Marty Muscarella from Ashland Pest Control is today. Good morning, Marty.
Good morning.
I'm glad to have you with us this Saturday morning as we get ready for the upcoming pest season. And the list is endless. But let's start with the most common threat that most homeowners face. Would you say it's the carpenter ant?
Carpenter ants, carpenter bees, and we're seeing a little resurgence of the small pavement ants as well, which is kind of uncommon this early in the year, but this weather has been extremely different.
Say that bug again.
Pavement ants, little sugar
pavement
ant.
Ants. Okay, got it. Yes, uh-huh. Yeah, so carpenter ants, typically, though, carpenter ants indicate there's a bigger problem at your house, and that might be a moisture issue.
Correct.
Yeah.
Usually, if they're on the inside and any kind of exterior treatment doesn't rectify them, more than likely there is definitely some kind of problem or issue on the inside.
Yeah. So a way to dissuade them from even thinking about coming into your house would be to do an inventory around your perimeter to make sure you're not attracting them by having some rotted wood, perhaps, which that might draw them.
Correct. And a lot of people store their firewood by the house, which is also another no-no.
Yeah.
And even in minor construction, they tend to just pack everything next to the house, which kind of creates another harborage. And landscaping as well creates a very natural harborage for them.
Yeah. Now, I what prompted me to remember to call you to book you is I have an annual issue, and that is not only at my house, by the way, but also at our new building, spider infiltration, where spiders nest around the perimeter. This is happening both at my house and at our building. And they form webs and they get in. Why is that a springtime phenomenon? And why do I have that problem when some other people don't?
I think it tends to be how much activity was there in the fall and how many nests were formed in the fall.
I see.
As well as whatever openings they can find to get in. And mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever seen a spider nest hatch where there's hundreds of little underlings that just fly.
Mm-hmm.
They're so small, you don't even realize that they're a spider. And when you consider their size, they can crawl into openings that are minute. And I know a lot of buildings are built with weep holes or little access points that, because they're so finite, they can get in areas.
There you go.
And the other alternative is that somewhere along the line, they were able to establish a nest on the inside in the fall, as they do because the weather changes. And now you're just seeing all the hatchlings coming out.
Right. We have them entering the building because the building's on a slab. They're thankfully not entering the house, but we do have, whenever you guys spray, that doesn't happen. But if we didn't have you spray, we would have this dense webbing that forms on all of the windowsills.
And the reason why they form there is because there's a food source. A spider won't form a net, a web unless they have something that is there that they can eat.
Mm.
So somewhere, usually it's wind currents that bring them. Most people that live near like throughways or expressways have a false wind that is created by the traffic.
Mm.
And you'll find that a lot of those buildings tend to have cobwebs and things, that, as well as tall buildings. Tall buildings do, get the webs as well.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
But anywhere where there's air movement will carry insects, and spiders are pretty in tune to those air movements, and that's where they build their nests for food sources.
So we topped the list with carpenter ants and spiders. What would you put next?
Carpenter bees.
Carpenter bees. Mm-hmm.
And they've been out, even though the weather is still, in our estimation, kind of cool, and I'm holding my breath to see if there's still going to be a frost, as there usually is in May.
Mm-hmm.
But the carpenter bees have been pretty steadily active, and it's kind of interesting to note that they'll always seem to come back to the same area. I've been hearing that a lot of those traps that people have been getting have been effective, you know, with the wooden trap with the jar underneath.
No, I don't know about that. Tell us about it.
It looks like a 4x4 with holes drilled into it.
Okay.
And apparently, for some reason, the bees are drawn to it, and they enter in through the holes, and then they get caught in the jar beneath, and they can't get out.
Ah, interesting. Outsmarting the bee. That's challenging.
Yep.
Carpenter bees can do some damage, too. They'll drill holes, and they like to... do they like to eat the sawdust, or is it just part of their nesting process?
Well, they don't eat it, but the larvae does. The larvae is what will burrow through and create a bigger opening and a nesting site. And another way to prevent them is to either... Since they took away all the oil-based paints, that was one preventative.
Mm-hmm.
But now a high-density paint or wrapping it or sealing it in some way with aluminum siding.
Right.
And they love cedar. So, unfortunately, a lot of people like cedar, and that tends to be their favorite source of nesting.
Sure. Sure. 803-0930, if you'd like to participate in the program in the 716, give us a call. Marty Muscarella on the live line from Ashland Pest Control. And she's an expert on the subject. And if you have a problem around your house that you'd like to get her advice on, today's the day. 803-0930. Outside Buffalo, 1-800-616-WBEN. And don't forget the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, open and operating. Same as our call-in number, 803-0930. By the way, I've got a couple spots still left for the June class. The risotto class, apparently very popular. The risotto class is coming up on June the 3rd, and only a couple spots left there. So go to Cortese.net, the Come Home to Cortese Cooking School, June 3rd, risotto. In July, we are traveling to summer in Italy with an outside class in the July 1st class. So those are coming up, and in classes ahead, we're traveling to Venice, to Sicily, to all regions of the country. Don't miss, though, the risotto class, June the 3rd, and the summer in Italy class, July the 1st, and a night in Tuscany, August the 5th. Those are the classes coming up in the next few weeks. The Come Home to Cortese Cooking School, part of our Come Home to Cortese campus on Main Street in Clarence. Come out and see us. We'd love to show you around our building. We've been there 3 years already. It's hard to believe. And everything we do is on display. We have a bathroom area. We have a kitchen area. Of course, our cooking school area. We have two sunrooms on display. And, of course, our outdoor area. And if you'd like, we'll even show you the warehouse where we store all of our products out in the back. So come on over, 9074 Main Street in Clarence, 2 miles east of Transit Road is where we are. Good morning from Dominic Cortese. And before you pick up the hammer, before you pick up the drill, pick up the phone and give me a call. I'd love to talk to you.
Read the news online at WBEN.com.
You want to know why I have a great relationship with Lakeshore Savings Bank? Well, it's because they put people first. Each week, you hear me talk with one of the branch managers, and they get to discuss how much they care about building those relationships with their customers. With me today, I have Leo Rollo from the Snyder branch of Lakeshore Savings Bank.
Thanks, Dominic. That's right. Relationships matter at Lakeshore Savings Bank. Listeners, are you unhappy with your current bank? Are you tired of unreasonable fees and bad customer service? Lakeshore Savings makes it easy to switch. Our dedicated staff will sit down with you and walk you through everything. We'll even help you set up new direct deposits and automatic payments. Lakeshore Savings offers a variety of checking and savings accounts to meet your needs. We're open until noon today, so stop in or call us at 716-898-2101. Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first since 1891.
Stop in to any one of the Lakeshore Savings Bank's 11 branches and experience the same great customer service that I have come to expect.
It's time to experience the Forever Smile system exclusively at Pure Dental in Williamsville. Hi, it's Janet Snyder, and if you've got broken or missing teeth, partials or full dentures, get that radiant smile back. This innovative procedure allows four or more implants to be placed in just 4 hours while gently sedated. Patients leave the same day with permanent teeth and a confident smile. Get your complimentary consultation with a free exam, x-ray, and 3D CAT scan. Get that forever smile at Pure Dental on Main Street in Williamsville. Financing and low monthly payments available.
Dominic Cortese here with essential information for people who need plumbing help now. You flush and the water starts rising, or the sump pump quits, or you find water where there shouldn't be water. What do you do? Well, you call Don at Plumbing Help Now. Now, Don's a master plumber, and he has been for 35 years. His customer retention rate is a whopping 98%, and that tells you everything you need to know. So take my advice. Put Don's number in your phone under plumber so you have it when you need it. And here it is, 716-861-7337. That's 861-7337. Online at plumbinghelpnow.net.
Got gold jewelry, broken jewelry, coins? Received an inheritance from settling an estate and don't know what it's worth? Take it to Tag Jewelry and Coin. For over 40 years, Tag Jewelers have provided their knowledge, expertise, and evaluations for free. Trust Tag for their honest evaluations on diamonds, gold, pocket watches, wristwatches, precious metals, jewelry, sterling flatware, coins, and collectibles. Tag offers you cash on the spot for your valuables. Trust Tag Jewelry and Coin, 936 Dick Road, just off the 33. Remember, at Tag, you're it.
Are you ready to smell better naked? I'm Dr. Shannon Klingman, the OBGYN creator of Lumi, the whole body deodorant that's clinically proven to control odor for 72 hours on pits, feet, privates, and beyond. It's pH optimized to safely and effectively control odor anywhere you have it, but wish you didn't. Plus, it's proven to work better than a shower with soap alone. Whether you shower twice a day or three times a week, Lumi works better. And who doesn't want zero body odor? With over 200,000 five-star reviews, I'm so sure you're going to love it, or you can return it for free.
There's a special offer for listeners. Use code 500 and get 15% off your first purchase with code 500, like the Lumi Starter Pack, Acidified Body Wash, or new Lumi Plus Sweat Control. That's L-U-M-E deodorant.com, code 500, for 15% off your first purchase. Love it or return it for free. That's L-U-M-E deodorant.com, code 500, to save 15% today.
Hey, it's Dominic here, and I've got some an effective way for you to fix your concrete slabs without having to do it yourself. Call A1 Concrete Leveling. Now, A1 uses hydraulic pressure injection to raise your concrete without replacing it. It's true. It's amazing to watch. There are no chemicals, and you don't have to worry about color matching. And the best part, you can use your concrete right away. Of course, the cost is another advantage. You'll save between 50 to 70% when you choose A1 Concrete Leveling over replacement. I couldn't be happier with the work they did at my house. I referred them to my son, Phil, and they did a great job there, too. So you should call them. A1 Concrete Leveling. Here's their number, 716-341-4550. That's 716-341-4550. Tell them Dominic sent you. They'll give you a free estimate. Learn more at a1concretebuffalo.com. a1concretebuffalo.com. A1 Concrete Leveling. We pump it up.
Hammer time.
10:21 is Hammer Time. Hey, it's Dominic. 56 degrees and sunny outside, as there is rain on our doorstep. 803-0930 is the magical helpline, and my guest on the live line is Marty Mozzarella from Ashland Pest Control, and we're taking your questions about common pest problems around your house. And Marty, we've got a caller that we'll take, and that's another Marty in Lockport calling us. Good morning, Marty. You're on WBEN with Marty Mozzarella.
Dominic and Marty, how are you today? Thanks
Good.
For taking my call.
Sure.
Listen, I've got a big brick house out in Lockport, and I got a squirrel problem. I have literally squirrels that will climb up a three-story brick building. On the brick itself, they drilled eight holes into my soffit up by above the third-floor window, and they have a nest up there.
Oh, boy.
And they're going up and down and up and down and up and down. And they're the nastiest squirrels. My goodness, you know, they hiss at you. And if you, a couple of times they've done it right in front of me. And it's like they're laughing at me going, ha ha, you know, this is our house.
Yeah, geez.
I need to get rid of these things.
I don't know if this is Marty's area, nuisance wildlife, Marty. Is that something you deal with?
Yeah, actually, it is.
It's, great.
I don't personally. I have three licensed trappers on staff. And probably the bigger problem is that they have a sense that they've been there for a while. Right now, we can't touch them, I believe, because they have babies. And we have to wait until the babies are grown and can leave the nest. I'm think right about now is their reproductive stage. So you have to wait. Once they're gone, you can remove the nest and then seal the area with something like a valley tin or a heavier aluminum siding rather than in addition to the wood, because they will continually chew through the wood.
Yeah, I'm just concerned that they're going to chew through the wood on the inside of the house and come into my third floor area. And, you know, we have indoor pets. That's my big concern. I mean,
I think they lose their sense of bravado, Marty, am I right, when they enter the living space? They get a little panicked over that.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I would highly doubt they would do it unless they were trapped into the soffit and they had no other entrance, mm-hmm. exit.
Okay. And about how long? What do I wait till I see a bunch of other ones climbing out of the brick and coming down my building, my house?
You know, I'm not 100% sure, but I know the New York State DEC website gives you the term where the term of time when they can and cannot be removed.
Okay, got it.
All right.
Well, listen, appreciate it.
Okay.
It shocked me to death when I saw these things climbing up my brick house.
Yeah, sure. Well, you know, I don't know if you are a regular listener or not, but if you are, you'll know that I had a similar issue with a raccoon. And this raccoon climbed up my house and climbed across my roof and pulled down a soffit on a dormer, climbed into my attic, and called it home for a while. Yeah. We heard all the scratching and clawing, and boy, it took some doing to get rid of it. You know what had to happen? The young man whose name is not coming to me, Marty, you know him from Wits End Wildlife. He came over.
Yep.
And he put a trap on the roof. Get ready for this. And so he came into the trap, I caught him on the roof with the trap. And I was gone out to get the paper that morning. And he gave me the dirtiest look with his middle finger raised because he got caught in the trap. And then, of course, then he fixed the soffit, and we were good to go. And thankfully, knock on wood, we haven't had any other raccoon visitors. But I'll tell you, you never know what's going to try to get into your house.
Yeah, for sure. Listen, thanks for taking
the call. Okay, Marty. Okay, great call. Thanks for participating in the program. Marty's line now available at 803-0930. So I'm going to try and stump you here, Marty. What is the official New York State insect?
Oh, insect.
I found this on a New York State website, so I thought maybe you might not know it. It is the nine-spotted ladybug. That is the official insect of New York State. Now, if you think of a ladybug, you don't think of that as a nuisance.
Oh, there is one that is. It's called the Asian lady beetle.
Okay. Tell us about that.
They are a fall invader. Excuse me. They are a fall invader, and what they'll do is they'll swarm a lot of time on the outside of the house when the weather starts to drop.
Okay.
And they'll find whatever nook and cranny they can to get into the house. But I've seen their populations decrease. It seems like it goes in cycles. You'll see stink bugs and box elder bugs and Asian lady beetles and spiders, cluster flies. Those are your usual fall invaders. And we treat the outside of the houses to repel them, to give them a less hospitable environment so that they don't come in. But they will overwinter in walls, attics, and then in the spring they come out and everybody freaks out because they think they have a massive infestation in the house when it's just the adults that are trying to get out to their normal environment.
So a texter is writing in, Marty, squirrels hate peppermint. I made peppermint bonds, fabric softener sheets, cotton soaked in peppermint oil, tied them and tossed them everywhere throughout the ceiling and our trapdoor, and it worked. So peppermint bombs.
Yeah, they are. They don't like certain strong smells. That's a good alternative.
Yeah. So you're dissuading their entrance with that kind of mechanism, as opposed to blocking their entrance. I guess both are effective. But you said, and the essence of it is, if you're trying to block their entrance, it has to be with a material that they can't, try to dig through again.
Correct.
Yeah. Now, what attracts them in the first place to an attic? What would be the reason they would be led to try to get into an attic?
Finding a harborage, a home.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I really don't know the mechanics that they use to discern where and when. Most of the time it's an opening that they feel that they can work their way into.
Sure.
And whatever is convenient to their food source. If there's a lot of nut trees or whatever is in the area that has attracted them, they'll look for whatever harborage that they can manage to get into at that time.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk before the bottom of the hour news break about bed bugs. Those kind of seem to ebb and tide. What's the status of the condition in Western New York in hotels, especially for bed bugs right now?
We're not getting, because there has not been a lot of travel. We've not seen a lot, super lot of activity in the hotels, but we are seeing in residences, and it does seem like it has calmed a little bit. It's not as intense as it was a few years ago, and they can be gotten rid of. It just takes time, and it takes a lot of diligence on the part of the homeowner.
Mm-hmm. What is it? Vinegar and steel wool. The Heavenly Peace folks, the Sleep in Heavenly Peace folks that make beds for children, soak the wood after the beds have been manufactured, and they're just made out of 2x4 material, in a solution of steel wool and vinegar, and the steel wool dissolves in the vinegar, and they dip the wood in that, and that dissuades the bed bugs from climbing up the wood.
And then what happens once that dissipates?
I don't know. That's a good question. It is the bottom of the hour, and it is time for the top of the news. We're back with Marty Muscarella from Ashland Pest Control. Give us a call.
From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. An internal review of the Office of Cannabis Management has found it was hampered by inexperienced leaders treating the agency like a mission-driven startup instead of a government office. Governor Hochul announcing an overhaul of that office, saying she'll work to improve the communications with entrepreneurs trying to gain access to cannabis licenses. She'll also launch a task force to go after illegal suppliers. DuVille University will hold its commencement with a unique speaker. An AI robot will give the commencement address today. The social humanoid robot Sophia was created by Dallas-based Hanson Electronics. If you have non-perishable food to share, leave it next to your mailbox. Today is the annual Letter Carriers Food Drive. Western New York is one of the top collectors across the nation. The Elmwood Village Farmers Market opens up for the season today. Lisa Percato says the market will be part of the Double Up Food Bucks program when it starts later this year.
In the middle of June, it kicks off. And what that is if you do receive SNAP or EBT, for every dollar you spend, you get an additional dollar that you're able to spend for fruits and vegetables. So it essentially doubles the money that you get to spend.
You can find the market at the corner of Elmwood and Bidwell every Saturday through November from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. From the WBEN newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Talking pests today on Hammer Time Radio, and there is another pest that I don't think Marty would be interested in dealing with, or maybe would not have the ability to, and that is the dust mite and its feces. And you know where those collect? Well, deep down into your ductwork. And why is that a hazard? Well, you can breathe that all in, and that could cause you upper respiratory problems. And, of course, my friends at Indoor Professionals will come over, and they'll cut a hole in your ductwork, and with the patented column duct cleaning system, they will blast all of that gunk that has collected deep down in your ductwork and suck it out with negative pressure and leave you with the fresh scent of tea oil, Canberra gel. What a wonderful scent that is. Peter Gordon joins us on the live line. Good morning, Mr. Gordon.
Good morning, Dominic. Yes, so we know that truthfully we get some amazing testimonies. We're up to, just in the past year, 225 five-star Google reviews, and people are all saying the same thing. I don't wake up in the middle of the night to use my inhaler. You know, I stop taking steroidal, you know, allergy medication. I don't take Zyrtec, you know, over the counter. So it really, you know, and then there's our, what we call patients, that everybody knows somebody that has a compromised immune system.
Yep.
And,
yeah. You know, another connection we can make to Marty, and that is the whole issue of moisture and keeping your basement dry can prevent perhaps an issue with carpenter ants. If you don't have a moist basement, your wood framing then would be less likely to perhaps attract carpenter ants, because moisture is what draws them in.
Absolutely, yeah, and that's the high-capacity dehumidifier, April Air. It's funny because there, a gentleman that said he had, he's running four in his basement. It's got four compartments. It's a 3,000-square-foot footprint, and he goes, really, one unit's going to take care of it all? And I said, yeah, my basement had three compartments, and it's just, it's amazing.
It
dries everything up, and it's going to land. And, oh, and he said, he goes, I buy them like every 2 to 3 years.
There you go.
5-year bumper to bumper warranty, and they last 10 to 15 years. And the, as we said, why are they different? They work, and they use less energy.
And then, of course, there's the medical grade air purifier, which can save you from, again, upper respiratory issues if you have radiant heat like we have in the Cortez household.
Absolutely, yeah, and just not a little bit better. They're 40 times more efficient than HEPA filters. And after all this stuff with COVID, everybody knows, heard of a HEPA-filtered air purifier, and we're going to say, guess what? We don't sell them anymore because they don't do what the HealthWay with the DFS does, getting down to 0.007 micron particle size instead of 0.3 micron particle size.
716-683-3000. Extension 303 will put you right at Peter's desk. So call that number right now when he hangs up. 716-683-3000, extension 303. And only you can get the extra special Hammer Time radio discounts for the 11th of May. What are they going to be, Mr. Gordon?
All right. So we're going to do an up it a little on the duct cleaning for Mother's Day. So everybody's got, you know, a hat or a mom or something, or they are a mom, but no, it doesn't matter. You call me and I'm going to get you $175 off of duct cleaning. And of course, if you're one of the 65,000 repeat customers that are due to, for, to do that, haven't done it in the last 3 to 6 years, you may have received a postcard for even greater savings, depending on the size of your house, because it's a percentage off, but I'll give you that no matter what, with or without a postcard. $300 off on the HealthWay Portable that covers 1,200 square feet, and $500 off the HealthWay Super V, which attaches to your furnace and covers the whole house. And, $500, that was right. And then $300 off the April Air High Capacity Dehumidifier. I think we covered it all.
There you go. 716-683-3000, extension 303. Extra special discounts. Only you can get them, but you need to call Peter right now. Got IAP? Get it today.
Breathe easier.
Breathe easier.
With indoor air professionals.
For every breath you take.
There are more identity threats than you realize. Even if you monitor your credit, only a little personal info needs to leak out. Like your social security number or password.
Are you to become a victim?
LifeLock alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions, but everyone can save up to 25% off their first year with promo code NEWS. Go to LifeLock.com.
Hey guys, don't be that dad without life insurance. When thanks to Ethos, you can be that great dad with life insurance. To help keep his family living exactly like they do now, secure and protected in the event of the unexpected. With a fast and easy online experience, some policies as low as $1 a day and up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam, just a few health questions. Ethos makes getting life insurance protection hassle-free. E for easy, E for ethos. At checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
When it comes time for retirement communities, what should you look for? A variety of floor plans equipped with appliances, including a washer and dryer? Your own balcony or patio? Beautiful and spacious restaurant? Quiet wooded acres with walking path, lush landscaping, and outdoor courtyard? Pet friendly? Asbury Point is all that and more. What more? Let's ask some residents.
One of my favorite things about Asbury is the dining. Our head chef prepares a five-course dinner every evening.
Plus, we have access to secured underground heated parking.
Call Marilyn to visit our open house, Saturday, May 18th from 1 to 3:30. That's Saturday, May 18th from 1 to 3:30, featuring information, giveaways, and a tour of our community. Asbury Point, Stahl Road in Amherst, 716-810-7500. 810-7500. Asbury Point.
You deserve this.
An affiliate of Beechwood Continuing Care.
So if you were listening last week, you heard my friends at TRS here, Heating and Air Conditioning, on, and we talked about generator maintenance. And Jeff Winerski came over yesterday, and for $125, I got my own Hammer Time Radio discount special. They changed the oil in my generator, and of course, they changed the spark plug. They checked the battery, the charger, the timer, and the transfer switch. Yes, I had it done yesterday. And the best part about it is they mark the calendar to come back in a year, so I don't have to remember. I love that. Don't be left in the dark. Let TRS give you peace of mind. Call my friends at TRS today for your Hammer Time special, $125 for your generator oil change, and a $99 air conditioning tune-up. These are specials that only you can get for listening to the show. Call them today at 716-825-9911. That's 825-9911. TRS, powering tomorrow, comforting today. TRS, your one-stop solution for HVAC and electrical excellence. Call them today. Tell them Dominic sent you.
I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg, where we're making America comfortable again. I just got back from the North Carolina Furniture Market, where we found a number of terrific new pieces. You'll love Town & Country Furniture's outstanding selection of beautiful American-made furniture. Right now, you'll save big on our special lady-sized recliners. We also have large two-person recliners, lift chairs with heat and massage, and a recliner our customers call the most comfortable chair in the world. Wonder if you'll find a better price online? No problem. Town & Country Furniture price matches Amazon every time, so you can still get the best price and buy local. Our showroom features only furniture designed and manufactured in America. And of course, veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture at 37 Main Street in the Village of Hamburg. Delivery is free, and make sure to check out our brand new website. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable and affordable again.
Are you caring for someone age 55 or older and worried about their independence and health? With support from our program of All-Inclusive Care for the Elderly, or PACE, your loved one can live safely and independently at home for as long as possible. We deliver all the care your loved one needs in one program. Adult day health services, medical care, health insurance, a wide range of engaging activities, and caregiver support. To learn more, visit FallonWeinberg.org.
Keep your yard pest-free with Mosquito Hunters at Buffalo. Mosquito Hunters helps with rodents, yellow jackets, deer, ticks, fleas, mosquitoes, and ants. They're also the exclusive installer of ThermoCell Live Smart Repellent System, an installed mosquito control system that protects your patio space and more from mosquitoes. This smart repellent mosquito control system can be used around pets and kids. Live is the perfect treatment for smaller yards, patios, or pool areas. Call 716-407-3230 or visit MosquitoHunters.com.
Mosquito Hunters.
Hey, looking to elevate your home with luxurious flooring? It's Dominic here, telling you to check out Flooring Solutions of Western New York. They will give you top-notch options from stunning luxury vinyl tile and plank like Cortec to high-quality carpet like Mohawk Silk. They have it all. Transform your space with premium materials and exceptional craftsmanship. Visit FlooringSolutionsOfWNY.com. That's FlooringSolutionsOfWNY.com. Or stop into the showroom. It's on the corner of Harlem and Clinton. Elevate your home with Flooring Solutions of Western New York, where luxury meets comfort. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:42 is Hammer Time. Watch Hammer Time TV Saturday mornings at 5:30. Yeah, that's early. How about Sunday mornings at 10:30? That's a good time. On Channel 2, see Phil, Nick, and Michelle with all their great tips, all of our Hammer Time partners, and of course, a television version of this radio program that we call Viewer Mail. You can send in a video submittal, which is great. It gives us the visual to help you solve your problem. That's all part of Buffalo's home improvement show, Hammer Time TV, Saturday mornings at 5:30 and Sunday mornings at 10:30 on Channel 2. On the live line is Marty Muscarella from Ashland Pest Control, and we're talking about pests as we head into the spring and summer season, and a lot of people are wanting to participate in the program, but I've got a couple of things I want to ask you about first, Marty. When we talk about the common pests that we just identified, you know, we said carpenter ants and carpenter bees. Carpenter bees are a challenge for you, but spiders, you do have an effective treatment for those.
We do. We usually treat the exterior, and we also have all natural products. They don't last as long as some of the more traditional methods, but they are effective. And it's applied on the exterior of the home so that it kind of dissuades them from establishing a nest or a web on that area. Mm-hmm. Oh, and hatchlings don't fly. They're caught with the wind, and that's how they get transported around mm-hmm. when they hatch on the outside. I didn't know if I clarified that. Mm-hmm. But we do have a variety of treatment options, and we strive to keep the customers' homes as pleasant to them as possible.
Right. So that is something you need to have an effective control mechanism in place. And things like carpenter ants, you may be able to deal with by eliminating, you know, rotted wood or those kinds of things, or checking for moisture levels. So you can have some impact on controlling carpenter ants on your own. But once you have them, other than eliminating the moisture, what else can you do?
We have a product we can apply now that is unaffected by the temperature swings, and it kind of sets up a little bit of a chemical barrier on the outside of the house. And then as soon as it warms sufficiently, we'll come back and we'll use a traditional chemical that will apply around the foundation of the house so that it will deter and stop them from trying to enter into the house.
And of course, I neglected to mention the number one most annoying thing that I have to deal with at the Cortez household is the yellow jacket issue.
Oh, yeah.
I have an annual problem with that, and you guys help me with that.
Yep, and that's an additional treatment, and that we treat the upper parts of the homes where they tend to want to nest and establish a nest, and it does repel them. It's a product that is a little bit longer lasting and works very efficiently at keeping them away from the structure of the house as long as, you know, the weather doesn't interfere too much with it.
Now, other things like, let's say, how about cockroaches? Those you can pretty much help yourself by keeping your premises clear and clean, your garbage can clear and clean. What else can you do with cockroaches?
Well, there again, we rely a lot on traditional materials to eliminate them. We do have some what we term IPM tools because we use baits and gels. But most of the time, if people, cleanliness is a super big factor in mm-hmm, it. Mm-hmm. If they can't find a food source, they're less likely to be able to reproduce as efficiently. Trapping them, seeing any, we do use what are called glue boards or monitors, and we trap, we bait, we spray. It all depends on the situation and the environment that they're in. But they can be transported. You can pick them up inadvertently. So it's they're around.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's go to Williamsville and chat with Sarah. Good morning, Sarah. You're on WBN with Marty Muscarella.
Good morning. Now, this is an old story.
Okay.
I am 88, and I was growing up in Williamsville, and at that time we lived in a big old house, and there was a tree behind it, and, of course, the squirrels got up and into the house and into the attic. And one day my dad said, "Come on, I'll show you." Now, the door for the attic was between two bedrooms in a closet.
Mm-hmm.
And he opened that door up there and we could see all the eyes of the squirrels in the attic. But he finally did get rid of them and things like that. But I just thought it was a funny story, and, you know.
How did he get rid of them? Do you remember?
I don't remember. No, that was too many years ago. So, but it was just funny to have him open that up, and there were the eyes of all those squirrels peeking out through there. And we could hear them, of course,
they
being
were caught,
in the bedrooms.
Caught in the act, right. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, thanks for sharing that, Sarah.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, dear. Thanks for listening. Yep. Let's see here. My backyard, let's do this one first. I heard certain herbs, like from an herb garden, mint, basil, oregano, things like that add good deterrents around gardens for rodents. And things like maple seeds, I've watched squirrels chew the branch tips to drop a crop of maple seeds, and they do the same thing with it with our apple tree. So dissuading with an herb garden and the fact that they're attracted to maple seeds and apple trees.
There are repellents that are out on the market that are all natural repellents, but they do have to be applied as, after a rain periodically because they don't have longevity. But if you want to dissuade them from a garden and from trees, that's probably the simplest way to do it.
There you go. Another texter, our house is on a slab, and every year we feel like we're invaded by June bugs, especially on one side of the house more than on the other.
And that would probably indicate on the outside there, June bugs are naturally coming and hatching, and they are flying. As long as they're not on the inside of the house, if they're on the inside, then there's somewhere there's an opening that they're entering into the structure. And again, a repellent, but the worst problem is they usually come out when it's still too cold. Most of the chemicals, we don't apply them. Most of the labels of the chemicals tell us not to apply them if it drops well below 40 degrees because the cold, the frost, makes it ineffective. So
was there something
that it's warmer?
Was there something that was just in the news about there being an invasion, a swarm of June bugs that are coming our way?
They could be more more intense this year than they have in past years, but they're pretty cyclable, pretty seasonal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they do come out. We're going to have the cicadas is what's going to be probably a lot more than normal this year, too.
Okay, so that's not a June bug.
Nope.
So it's different. I thought they were one and the same.
Oh, no. Cicadas are they're huge, and you'll hear them at night.
Right.
And they do come out usually every 7 years. They have an intense swarm.
Okay, but, that's what I heard. Okay.
Yeah, it's the cicadas.
803-0930. It is Marty Muscarella on the live line from Ashland Pest Control, and we're talking pests this morning on Hammer Time Radio here on WBEN. Hey, it's Dominic here. When it comes to big jobs like fixing your roof, I can't stress enough the importance of picking a reputable company that is known for its excellent work. So whenever someone says to me, Dominic, who do you recommend for roofs? I say, call the people that fix roofs right. Call Ava Roofing. Now, when you call Ava, you get superior service, including an expert foreman on your job. Get an on-the-spot free written estimate and project drawing for your roof by calling 716-3-4-3-ROOF. Easy to remember. 3-4-3-ROOF. Or you can go to avaroofing.com and book your appointment right there. By the way, Ava offers 0% financing as well. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
The Barnes firm got me $5 million, five times more than insurance offered.
When a car hit me, I called my attorneys at the Barnes firm. They got me $2 million, 40 times more than the insurance offered.
Hi, I'm Rich Barnes. Is your case worth more than the insurance company says?
My job accident was worth 11 times more.
What's your case worth? Call our Buffalo office now and find out.
Past results don't predict future outcomes. 451 Grinder, 500 Pearl.
McGuire, we truly are right by you. Right by you.
It means we're part of each community we serve. From Ithaca to Trumansburg, Watkins Glen to Syracuse to Baldwinsville, McGuire is right by you. And now Canandaigua and Grand Island. We're here, and we're committed to making car ownership more accessible for everyone. As a family-owned business of almost 50 years, McGuire has grown by doing the right thing for our customers. From our upfront lowest price guaranteed to our 30-day pre-owned exchange program and McGuire Family Assurance. You can even reach our president directly by phone or email to provide feedback on your experience with us. We're also extremely proud to be a major employer, with many of our employees living and contributing in the communities we now call home. At McGuire, we're about being right by you and doing right by you, with friendly, salaried salespeople that are ready to help you, not pressure you. Stop by your local McGuire dealership and experience the difference for yourself. McGuireCars.com. McGuire, right by you.
It's Dominic here for my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear. Folks, you can get your garage door replaced, you can get your garage organized, and you can get a new epoxy floor, all by calling Gorilla Garage Gear. By the way, when you hire Gorilla for your garage floor, they include a vapor barrier, and that's an important element to really make the job last. In fact, they give you a 15-year warranty, and the crucial feature being that that vapor barrier helps prevent delamination. They do not use polyurea. Polyurea offers quick curing and allows for one-day installations, but it doesn't give you the vapor protection. So if you want a guarantee that's 15 years, you got to call Gorilla. Here's their number, 716-715-6927. That's 715-6927. Online at GorillaGarageGear.com. Go, go, Gorilla. And always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
If you worked at an industrial plant or factory, you may have been exposed to asbestos. Asbestos exposure is the primary cause of mesothelioma. Asbestos companies knew how dangerous asbestos was, yet they failed to warn you. As a result, workers were exposed to asbestos without knowing it could harm them and their families. Even brief exposure to asbestos during a summer job can lead to mesothelioma. Lipsitz, Pontario, and Comerford have spent decades investigating industrial sites such as Bethlehem Steel, Durez, Ashland Oil, and Holker Chemical. We've represented thousands of Western New Yorkers. We can help you, too. If you've been diagnosed with mesothelioma or lung cancer, call Lipsitz, Pontario, and Comerford at 716-600-MESO for a free consultation. That's 716-600-6376, or visit us at lipsitzpontario.com. Your journey to justice begins when you call Lipsitz, Pontario, and Comerford, 424 Main Street, Buffalo, New York. Prior results do not guarantee a similar outcome.
You know your customers. Ralph likes his coffee black on Fridays, but Mondays he takes a little cream. Jennifer comes in every 3 years when her lease is up to get the newer and better model. And for some reason, pepperoni pizza sells like crazy on Friday nights. Who knew? At Odyssey, we have the expertise to get your media plan done right. With ads like you're hearing right now, to targeted social media campaigns, search engine optimization, and location-based advertising. Advertise with Odyssey and help us grow your business. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Hey, it's Dominic here for Lenco Supplies. Need hassle-free, budget-friendly building materials for Western New York? Those in the know, go Lenco. Check out Anderson 400 series windows. They're not just energy efficient, folks. They're your ticket to comfy summers and snug winters. Millions of homeowners choose 400 series windows for a good reason. Built on decades of engineering and design, they simply work every single day. Stop by one of the three Lenco locations in Buffalo, Williamsville, and Kenmore, or hop online, lenco.supplies. That's lenco.supplies, and you'll learn more about the Anderson 400 series windows. Those in the know, go Lenco, and always remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time.
10:56 is Hammer Time. We spent the hour with Marty Muscarella from Ashland Pest Control. And Marty, if our listeners would like to reach you for services, what is the contact number?
716-884-7431.
Okay. And I can vouch for Marty and her services. They're A-plus in my book. Let's go to NT and say hey to Sonia. Good morning, Sonia. You're next.
Good morning, Dominic. Good morning, Margie. Two questions. Margie, I don't have an ant problem. I have a problem. I'm not certain if it's called a gopher or a groundhog. It's got a long snout on the front.
Okay.
Groundhog. Yep, that's a that's definitely a nuisance wildlife trapping issue.
And my guess is you don't do that animal. Do you know wildlife that does? Do you have any names for
people? Marty said they do it. They do trap wildlife.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, we do. And we also refer as well. If we're too busy and we know we can't catch it right away, we'll refer.
When you talk about trapping wildlife, are there certain animals that you can't trap or you won't trap and others that you will? Is there a list of those?
Oh, yeah. The New York DEC has a complete guideline of what can and cannot be trapped and how to, what their guidelines are for disposing of the animal or releasing her. There's different guidelines for different animals.
Okay. So, Sonia, give Marty a call. She can help you with that.
Hang on, Dominic. Margie, I wrote your number down. I have a question for you.
Okay. Well, you got to hurry because we're going to run out of time.
The question is this. Before a person sells their home, is it required by New York State to have a sump pump before you can sell your home?
It depends on your town. You'd have to check with the, you live in NT, do you live in the city?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. Pardon me?
It's only a city. No, it's not like Tonawanda.
Right. I would call the city building department and ask them if that's a requirement for North Tonawanda. And it may not be, but if it is, then we've something you'd have to consider doing. I want to squeeze in this real quick texter. My backyard shed sits on blocks with a stone pad underneath. I've noticed a moldy white film on the wood floor when I move objects. That is moisture coming up through the concrete and into the wood, and it's trapping underneath the products that you're putting on the floor. So that is a issue that involves the way the shed was built, and I would be concerned about the longevity of the shed with that in place. So thank you, Marty, for spending the hour with us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Okay, we look forward to speaking with you again. Have a great week, everybody. Happy Mother's Day to Diane and to Michelle and to Kristen and to Sarah and all the mothers out there. And always remember that life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
WBEN Buffalo, WKSE 3 HD3 Niagara Falls.
Always live on the free Odyssey app.